Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I came across such an interesting article and I wanted to hear, get a little bit more information about it. It was in Wheels 24 and it says, ashtrays, cigarettes, lighters, CD players, things that you no longer see in modern vehicles. And I thought that was so interesting to try and understand how the interiors really of motor vehicles have changed and what are the things that used to be there. You know, like when you fly on an aeroplane and there was that, where's the ashtray between the seats because you could smoke at certain times on aeroplanes. I don't even know if they're still there. I don't think so. But we've invited Tami Masomela, who is a motoring journalist and an owner at In For Ride, to join us this morning to take us down this road. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Howard, how are you doing, man? I'm good.
So it's really so interesting because, you know, as a consumer, we stop thinking about this really. You know, the cigarette lighters and the ashtrays. You know, we just get into a new car and those things aren't there, but we don't notice them because we haven't looked for them.
You know, the weird thing, you're just talking now about aeroplanes. They don't have ashtrays anymore in there because obviously you can't smoke there anymore.
Right.
So they have removed them on the planes. But another interesting thing is one of the Golfs, I think it was the Golf 3 model, had a bottle opener at the center console.
What? Wow.
I'm not sure what that was for.
Oh,
what hints they were trying to give.
Goodness. That's incredible.
But yeah, but obviously now the current Golfs don't have that anymore.
Mm.
So one of the things that has happened, Howard, is that over the years, the world has grown certain consciousnesses, and those have filtered down into the motor industry. And obviously, cigarettes have become a bit of a devil in the society. And the motor manufacturers have decided that they're going to reflect the kind of consciousness, and they're going to remove things that encourage smoking in the car. So, for instance, the ashtray, yes, is definitely gone. Lots of new cars now, they don't come with the ashtray. And to add to that injury is the fact that the lighter is also gone in many of them. So the lighter has now been replaced by a 12-volt plug that you can use to charge your cell phone and other little bits of things.
Which was
so
kind of where
it, lighter,
yeah, it was kind of going there anyway because we would always buy those lighter to charge connections for our cars or our phones.
Yes, but those are also going obsolete because of wireless charging.
Mm.
So a lot of the new cars now have come with a little bit of a wireless charging pad where you just place your cell phone on it and it charges automatically. It doesn't need a cable. You about CD players.
Yeah.
I noticed this a few years ago. I think it was one of the French cars that I drove. I think it was a Citroen or a Peugeot 2008. And I get into the car and I see the screen is nice. I can touch the screen. And I look around and I can't see a CD slot. And I'm thinking, but this car, I mean, where do you play music? So I asked the guys and they said, no, these cars are now not coming anymore with CD players because CDs are becoming obsolete. Therefore, if you want to play music, you either have to stream it from your phone directly or use a cable.
It's just remarkable how everything is changing. Has internet taken off in cars? I know around the world it is a fairly popular thing, but I just never really, I mean, unless it's for navigation and things like that, I didn't really understand what the point was. You should never be driving and doing this anyway.
So one of the things that's happened with in-car entertainment, Howard, is that a lot of the new cars do come with Wi-Fi connectivity, so LTE or normal Wi-Fi. And it can take maybe 5, 6, 7 devices, including the drivers. Obviously, the driver doesn't have to be connected, but you do carry people in the car sometimes. And, I mean, I've got 3 kids. They like to play on the YouTube, on their pads, and their cell phones. And while we're driving, they're able to connect to the internet through the car. But the other thing that the in-car Wi-Fi does is that it connects you to the outside world. So, for instance, with the premium brands from Germany, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Audi, there's a button that you can press on the screen, and it goes through to a call center somewhere, maybe let's say in India.
So if you need help.
And, you know, maybe you're getting lost, or you're looking for, you know, a Korean restaurant around, or even a garage and you're not sure where to find it, you'll speak to an actual human being and say, hey, I'm looking for a Korean restaurant. I'm in this area. And they will send that information directly to the car, and the car will direct precisely where you want to go.
And what about screens at the back of the car? I know that my Range Rover had one, had these screens for the kids at the back of the car, but, you know, because if everybody has their own devices at the moment, today, is that something that cars are still coming with?
Yeah, so that actually is on its way out as well, because of precisely that reason, that you're driving with people, passengers, kids, whoever, they have their own devices, and they don't need those screens anymore. But what we saw a few years ago with, I think it was this BMW 7 Series, it's the current model, was a removable screen. So you still have the screen at the back, but you could remove it and use it as a tablet.
That's interesting.
So that is maybe something that they're doing and considering. But all in all, the screens are disappearing fast, because also they are becoming a safety hazard, according to European safety standards.
Which
so they are not really installing them so much anymore.
One of our listeners saying, can't South African cars come with a cash dispenser for car guards? I think it's a fair
Unfortunately
point.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, exactly. It's really so interesting. And finally, before I let you go, what about keys? Are keys going to be a thing of the past?
Yes, so it's a couple of manufacturers. I know Volvo, Audi, BMW are also working on keyless entry in the real sense of the word now. So currently what we have in keyless entry is that you have to have the key in your pocket or in your vicinity somewhere, and you get close to the car, it detects it, it opens or it locks. You can start up the car with the key in your pocket, etc. Now what they want to do is to put the key on your cell phone. So it becomes like an app. The car will detect the app thing in your cell phone and automatically either open or lock the car. The other thing that Jaguar Land Rover have is a little bit of is this armband thing, where let's say you want to go surfing and you want to, you know, keep your keys safe somewhere. So the armband is waterproof. It becomes your key. So it locks into your key, and you can leave your key elsewhere. Go surfing with your armband, get wet and everything, come back into the car without actually needing to to mess up the key, which is very nice.
Karen says, hi Howard, I've upgraded my Audi. The new car has a touch screen, which is always dirty from fingerprints when the sun hits the car from a certain angle. And you have to read the screen through fingerprints. It also takes longer to find music and numbers on a touch screen than the buttons on the older models.
I'm sorry, Karen, but this is the way of the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Touch screens.
Yeah, Karen, get used to it.
In fact, it's going to get worse, Karen, because a lot of the other things, buttons for aircon, for instance, for music, for volume, all these things are now going to be bundled into the screen. So you will have to now even open your boot through the screen.
Oh, wow.
So unfortunately, this is where it's going.
That's incredible. That's really unbelievable. So you're even saying, just back to the keys, that my little, I don't know, my little key, which isn't a key but is a key, that I have to have in my pocket, that now is also going to be a thing of the past at some point.
Yes. They are looking at how safely it can actually be done, because, yes, at some point you have to open your car, but it has to be the right person opening the car.
Right.
So there are several, you know, solutions that they're looking at, including fingerprint. You know how you can lock your screen on your cell phone,
which is a bit of a worry in truth, because of South Africa, if a car is stolen or hijacked, you'd have to take somebody with you in order to start that car. So I would imagine that is a consideration. Unfortunately, I am being gestured to, because we do need to go to news. I could have this conversation for hours. Tami Masomela, motoring journalist and owner at Inner4Ride. Thank you for chatting to us. Absolutely loved that conversation.